Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Sarah Benowitz brought to you by Indeed. With Indeed, you don't need a storm to catch lightning in a bottle. Find great people fast with hiring tools like Instant Match, which searches millions of resumes in Indeed's database to deliver people whose resumes fit your job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit. All right, lots to get to here, starting with our Padres wrap-up. We've got our incorporator from last night's game with Jesse Agler, and then the potential roster move that Woodsy and I are envisioning for today, before today's game. We'll get to all of that coming up right after this check of traffic on 97.3 The Fan.
Miss any of yesterday's Padres game? What's the matter with you?
Forget it. That one is gonna go.
We've got you covered, though. It's the Padres wrap-up with Ben and Woods.
That is the ball game, and that is a winner.
On 97.3 The Fan.
Fastball. 1-2, hung one, and Grisham hits it well out to deep right center field. Going back, looking up, gonna go! A leadoff home run for Trent Grisham. Padres in front, 1-0, right off the bat. Here comes to Profar, and he takes low ball 4. Second walk of the inning, and a run for the Padres, 2-0 here in the first. Runners lead at second and third. Here's the pitch from Snell, and it's in the air deep to left field. Pham's going back. He's looking up. It will go off the wall. Tommy plays it on one hop, but that'll tie the game. Stallings is in the second, kind of stumbling with a two-run double. 8 pitches to get 2 outs, and now he's at 26 pitches and giving up a couple of runs. And now a fastball hit really well out to deep left center field. Grisham goes back. It'll go off the top of the wall. Trent's got to chase it down. Stallings comes in to score. Another 2-out hit. Another double. And another Pirate run. It's 3-2 here in the first. Here's the 1-0 pitch. Way inside, and now it goes off the glove of Stallings all the way to the backstop. Grisham will score, and the game is tied 3-3 in the second. 2-2 pitch is down the middle and pushed through the left side for a base hit. Frazier rounding third. He will come in and score without a throw. RBI single, Kevin Newman, his second hit of the night. And the Pirates extend their lead 6-3 here in the third. Grisham and Machado take their leads. Here's the 1-0 pitch. Hosmer rips one into the right center field gap. That'll get down for a base hit. Grisham is rounding third. He'll come in to score. Machado into third. And an RBI single for Eric Hosmer. This is a 6-4 game in the fourth. 3-2. The pitch to Pham, way outside, ball 4. And that is the record. For the 13th time tonight, a Padre has drawn a base on balls, and this one loads the bases for Jerks and Profar. 0-2, and the pitch to Gonzalez is hit hard up the middle and on into center field for a base hit. Evans is rounding third. He will come in and score without a play. RBI single, Eric Gonzalez, and now 8-4 Pirates in the eighth. 0-1 pitch, that is lined to right, going back Alfred, and onto the warning track. He makes the catch to end the game.
You know, we got through the first two guys and you know, looked good, and then, you know, gave up the hit after that, and you know, just couldn't find it after that. You know, usually he's able to get it back in the zone and get out, and you know, I wasn't going to take a chance, you know, going, you know, 38 pitches and, you know, maybe he could have battled through. I just, you know, made the call. We'll be fresh for our next outing.
Well, it was an ugly one, and it was a long one. Jesse Agler's probably got to rest those vocal cords today after talking for 4 hours and, what, 7 minutes?
It's weird. We do it every day.
Game time. Oh, that's true. Good point.
Every day.
Every
5 days
day.
A week. Yep.
We should get a color analyst to come in and break it up.
That'd be fine by me.
Paul, you're the new color analyst for Ben and Woods.
How about Hammer?
Can I come in? I can just come in and break down whatever discussion you guys just had.
Yeah. Yeah, just throw in a little.
Not really give any thoughts. Just be like, Woodsy actually delivered some really good points there. But the way Ben brought it in his final statement there.
Like a recap type situation.
But included among those 4 hours and 7 minutes of game action, somewhere Jesse had to work the word cartouche in after yesterday's Incorporator. I picked the word because, well, it's just a strange word. It's an Egyptian hieroglyph, an oval with a line indicating royal lineage, or also a cooking term indicating a parchment sheet cut into a circle to be placed over the lid of a pot with a little lick. I have no idea.
Did you ask Shelly if she knew what a cartouche was?
I did not ask her if she knew. So, even if she's used them, I don't think she knows what it's called.
A cooking thing?
Cartouche,
or Egyptian
hieroglyph.
I've heard this. You guys have not.
I haven't heard it.
Do you have a guess on which direction?
I got to go Egyptian.
Yeah, I think he's a hieroglyph. Jesse seems to me like an Egyptian hieroglyph.
Okay.
Kind of play-by-play broadcast.
That's our call.
Snell throws 38 pitches. Doesn't get out of the first inning. He's scheduled to go again next on Sunday against the Dodgers. But after throwing only 38 pitches tonight, maybe that changes.
Yeah, certainly a possibility.
2-2 to Cronenworth with Grisham on first base, and they throw over to check on Trent. Yeah, again, they will not be hanging this game in the Louvre next to the Mona Lisa or some ancient cartouche from Egypt or anything like that. This one will be all by itself somewhere else in the basement.
Not the Louvre. Maybe the Lev, but not the Louvre.
Straight line. That was amazing. What's like the crappy version of the Louvre? That's where that would be. That is incredible. I want to hear it again, Paulie. It's so good.
Snell throws 38 pitches. Doesn't get out of the first inning. He's scheduled to go again next on Sunday against the Dodgers. But after throwing only 38 pitches tonight, maybe that changes.
Yeah, certainly a possibility.
2-2 to Cronenworth with Grisham on first base, and they throw over to check on Trent. Yeah, again, they will not be hanging this game in the Louvre next to the Mona Lisa or some ancient cartouche from Egypt or anything like that. This one will be all by itself somewhere else in the basement.
Not the Louvre. Maybe the Lev, but not the Louvre.
That's a great line.
That's a very Ted-esque comment.
It really is. That was a great line by Ted.
And maybe the most natural use of an Incorporated word we've heard. I can't believe that he made that one sound
so free and easy.
So easy. Like, no one even know. Tony didn't, like, oh, yeah, that's of course what Jesse was talking about there.
That's outstanding work by the great Jesse Agler. I wonder if he, like, in a game like that that's just so crappy from the get-go, if he's like, God dang it, I got to do this stupid bit now. I know I would. I know why. You guys know me.
Oh, yeah, I'd be mad. I would have been mad about it last night.
You know me. I would be like, oh, I don't want to do this. I hate doing anything. Most of the time, that would drive me crazy. He is such a wizard at it. That was great.
The news was even more, just continued to get worse and worse as that game went on. Will Myers ended up leaving the game after what looked like a very innocuous kind of running, jogging grab in the middle innings, and then was pinch hit from Jorge Mateo. And after the game, Jace Tinkler said it was just kind of a knee tweak. It's something he's been dealing with on and off. I remember in spring training when I think he either missed a game or came out when he just kind of felt it, just a little twinge. Tingler called day-to-day, so I'm not expecting an injured list trip for Will Myers, but both of us are expecting some sort of roster move before today's game from the alternate training site list, and I'm not even sure if he's with the team on the trip. That'll make a big difference, but remember, the Padres just traded for a new pitcher, a minor league reliever, a few days ago, Woods.
James Norwood. That deal went down about 9 days ago. Haven't heard much about him, if anything, but he was from the Cubs. Had a little cup of coffee. Didn't pitch particularly well last year for the Cubs. You know, we're talking about an inning and two thirds. He's got about 22 innings in the big leagues under his belt. That's really, I mean, unless you're going to do, you know, we just don't know. It's been so tight-lipped as far as the alternate site and what's going on down there. We just don't know. There's not, you can't go look, oh, what'd they do in the minors last night? You know, you just have no idea.
But if you are the Padres, you need someone available. If for whatever reason disaster strikes and you need another long man, you just burn Chris Matt for five innings. My guess is, hey, thanks for the innings, kid. Send him back down to the alternate training site because they're not, you wouldn't be able to use him for another 4 or 5 days minimum at least.
Pierce Johnson, maybe another one that okay. seems to be ready, has been throwing. I believe he is with the team right now, Ben. So that would be a no-brainer if Pierce is available. I don't know anything much about this James
Norwood
guy.
My guess is they'll have to activate a pitcher, though,
yeah,
before today's game, just for emergency purposes in case they end up needing another bullpen game for whatever reason.
Watch that.
And it could be as innocuous as Musgrove goes out, throws a great first inning, and then it rains for 2 hours, and they have to pull him out, and then they go back on the field, and they need to pitch eight innings of bullpen again. You need to be ready
for
any sort of circumstance like that. And with the, you know, the bullpen usage as it's been in two out of the last three games, I don't think you can just simply roll out there without bringing up a fresh arm to be able to cover some pitches if they need to get thrown today.
Being a big leaguer would be the greatest gig in the world. There's no doubt about it. I'm watching the game last night, and I'm putting myself in Nabil Chrismat's shoes. You just got recalled, right? You were up. Didn't do anything wrong, you know, just whatever. Had to make a move. Somebody, you know, Grisham came off the DL, so, or the IL. Chris Matt comes up, gets thrown into duty. He's out on the mound knowing full well they're going to ride me like a horse tonight. They're going to pitch me for 85 pitches, which is more than I've done, you know, I don't know, maybe ever.
35 had been his tops before that.
They're going to ride me. And then they're going to send me back down to Peoria as soon as this game is over. While it's still a very cool gig, that's got to be a hard thing to swallow, right? You're out there on the bump knowing, all right, I just got to do the very best I can. They're going to ride me until my arm falls off tonight. I'm mop-up guy tonight. I got to wear it for the team. He did a great job in that respect. But, yeah, knowing full well he's probably gone today.
I felt bad because he actually ended up taking the loss because after Blake Snell left the game down 3-2, the Padres tied it in the top of the second inning. And then when Chrismat came in, he's the one who actually gave up the lead. Now, I thought he pitched pretty well. Five innings, eight hits, four runs, three earned, five strikeouts, no walks. As you said, was 85 pitches. But of those eight hits, at least seven of them, I think, were just ground balls that were between infielders. That's what he does. I mean, he gets a lot of ground balls.
They kicked a few around behind him, didn't they?
Yeah, one of those runs was unearned. Yep. Jurickson Profar made that throwing error. That was not a good play, obviously. But, you know, on other days, you know, those are Adam balls. You get a couple double plays. I never really got that luck that I thought could have been even better. I thought Chrismat did a good job yesterday.
I did, too. And again, one of those things, I hate this phrase. Doesn't show up in the box score. It doesn't show up in the box score. It doesn't. But he did an admirable job yesterday, pressed into duty.
It did. L, 0-1.
Yeah, fair enough.
Up in the box score.
That's true.
Yeah.
You know, but the effort. You know, the effort, the five innings that you were able to go out there and eat. The guys appreciate it. Skip appreciates it. No question. AJ Preller appreciates it. No doubt about it. But that is a crap detail. And then knowing full well, I got to run my ass home and pack. Because I'm heading back to Peoria as soon as this game is over, will probably be the case. But, yeah, it'll be interesting to see the moves. Here's the other thing. We don't know how Jorge Mateo is feeling today. Jace checked on him last night, said he was okay. He said he's a tough dude. 93, 94 to the hands both times, you know, kind of the wrist area the second time. We don't know how Will Myers is feeling today. The depth that we all liked so much. I mean, there's a decent chance right now that, you know, Tucapita Marcano is a starting outfielder today. You just don't know. You don't know how guys are feeling this morning. And I'm really interested to see what the lineup looks like.
Well, and because of the Will Myers, you know, knee tweak, there's also a good chance that Tommy Pham is a starting outfielder today, which I know is not going to make a ton of Padres fans happy out there. Looking at that box score, what you saw from Pham last night was 0-2 with two walks, which in and of itself is not a horrible game. But then you look at the rest of the numbers and know that 0 for 2 came with the bases loaded both times.
Oh, my God.
Both weak grounders. His batting average, 128. His slugging percentage, 128. Not a single extra base hit. His on-base percentage, 286. It's been a brutal start to the season for Tommy Pham. And while in the first week and a half, you know,
he was getting unlucky.
He was getting very unlucky. Now he's slumping. Now he's actually in a slump. And I think Jay Stengler is going to have to think about taking him out of the lineup. The problem, though, Woods, is that who are you putting in there?
That's it.
You know, people say, oh, let's see Jorge Mateo. Let's see, you know, Marcano. Well, they haven't done anything either, really. I mean, you can say Mateo gets a shot, but then if Will Myers is hurt, he's out there and Pham's out there probably today. Or you can move Profar back to the outfield as well, but
that may be the move. I mean, honestly, that Profar at second base, that throw last night, I think that there was a lot that bothered me about last night. That throw in particular drove me crazy. Just kind of, you know, lollygagging it over there to first. That made me insane. I love Pro. He's phenomenal. He had a brain fart at that time. But there were plenty of brain farts last night, enough to go around. It was a crap game. It needs to be flushed and moved on. And now you hope the health of the team, Ben, is where it needs to be. And you hope there's nothing more serious with Will Myers. I wouldn't even mind. Man, you know, at this point, like, I want guys healthy. I want guys healthy, whatever you have to do to get them healthy.
How do you get Tommy Pham going, though, if you're not putting him in the lineup?
That's the thing is, I feel like he's played every day. Give him a day. Give him a blow today and give him a rest. And say, Tommy, you just got to get out of your head. He's a better baseball player. He has a track. A guy DM'd
And then him. If you play him tomorrow morning and he goes 0 for 4, what do you do? Another day?
Don't know. This is why they, you know, this is why we don't
remember. He was also what, like 0 for 17 to start spring training, and then was the Padres' hottest hitter.
He got his contacts.
Two weeks of spring training. You don't want to miss out on hot Tommy Pham either. Well, when he gets going, he really gets going. But right now, you're riding through this very difficult phase where he's clearly, you know, the worst regular hitter in the Padres lineup. Everyone else is doing at least an all right job in the starting lineup, except for him. And it really killed the Padres yesterday when he came up a couple of times in situations where they could turn that game around. They could have tied it up, taken the lead with a big extra base hit. If the Padres ever got ahead in that game, I felt like
they're gonna
win.
No doubt.
Then they go to their real bullpen, you know, the solid bullpen guys. They carry it through. They end up winning that game. Because they never took the lead, they never really had that opportunity to do that. So I kept waiting for the big hit that never came, and of course they ended up stranding 15 runners yesterday, and that's how you lose games to the Pittsburgh Pirates.
Yeah, it was terrible. It was a terrible game. I mean, and should not, you know, after today should not be mentioned again. to be honest with you, it's our job to talk about it because it went down last night, and we're here this morning. We got 4 hours to fill. Of course, we're going to talk about it. It was awful, though. I you know, watching it was painful. It had to be painful to play in it. A lot of plays that should have been made. Lot of opportunity to go out there and win that game handily, and to lose it by 4 runs is ridiculous. They handed you that game, and you could not take advantage of. You got to be better. You just got to be better.
All right, coming up in the second half of Ben and Woods, we'll kick things off our 7 o'clock hour. Of course, play a little Take on Woods. We got a theme game today at our musical trivia.
We do.
Yes, we do.
Oh. You're trying everything.
Everything. I want to get someone qualified for this giveaway to Vegas. $250 food and beverage, 2-night stay at the Westgate. If you'd like to play and take on Woods, 833-288-0973.
Should we just give it to them and just play for fun?
No. Okay. They got to at least tie you
to
get qualified.
Maybe trying to come up with ideas.
Maybe
just
today is the day.
All right.
We haven't brought it up because the game got so out of hand, but is there any thought that the umpires really do have it out for Manny Machado?
Yes. It's pretty obvious.
I mean, it seems like it. I don't know if... I mean, did the Pittsburgh Pirates pitchers let the umpires drive around in their, you know, classic cars or something?
You're about to get sued for $500,000 by these umpires.
Because Manny
you watch your tongue.
Not
Paulie,
getting any
dump
calls
that.
At all.
Dump that. Ben's going to get sued. We're off the air. That's fine.
On 97.3 The Fan.